To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Monday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It's a brand new month as well. It is October 3rd, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we're starting things off in Elon land, and a humanoid robot that, we're not really sure what it does. Basically, it's a prototype that was unveiled called the Optimus, and it actually shares some AI software and sensors with Tesla cars. Optimus was unveiled at Tesla's 2022 AI Day presentation, and even though what was shown live did not overly impress, according to Elon, like he always does, the prototype can do a lot more than what we showed off. And those of you out there wondering, well, can we buy it? Well, maybe. It's not on sale yet, but we did get a price. According to Mr. Musk himself, should cost less than $20,000. We did get to see a little bit more of the robot in action. Afterwards, the company actually showed off a few video clips of the robot doing tasks like picking up boxes. I know, not a big woohoo, but hey, if you hate picking up boxes and feel like spending $20,000, it's perfect for you. Ooh, there's a leaked pixel. Ooh, look, another leaked pixel. We got a lot of leaked pixel watches images over the weekend, showing us those band designs and watch faces, plus a little bit of Fitbit integration as well. We know Google's big pixel event is just around the corner, where they'll be showing their Pixel 7 lineup. Now, with these new leaks, it's actually the biggest one we've seen so far, showing 4 band designs in a number of colors. There also seems to be included a silicone design in black, gray, eggshell white, and green and silver. The braided design seems to be coming in colors of orange, green, and black too. There's also 2 leather designs to go along with this as well. Now yeah, we did get to see some Pixel watch faces too in the leak. An analog style watch face, which we all know and love. Although with the analog face, you also get a little heart rate monitor too. It's just right underneath there. So not completely analog, is it? Nah. There's also ones with artistic landscape designs, and even one that just spells it out what time it is. As far as that Fitbit integration goes, we got a step counter, ECG readings, and even an emergency call function. We even got a little price hint. One of the screenshots indicated that a Wi-Fi version of the Pixel Watch will be around $350. Finally, you're waking up today, Windows users, turning on your PC saying, damn, I don't remember installing Spotify. Yeah, you probably didn't. That's because Spotify is forcibly installing itself on your machine. And no, it's not just for Windows 11 users out there. Windows 10 users, yep, getting the same thing. There's been lots of complaints going around on the webs, a lot on Reddit, a lot on Twitter. Pretty much anywhere you can post something, it's been there. Now, no, it's not the first time Microsoft said, yeah, go ahead, people won't mind. Interestingly enough, it is the Microsoft Store version of the Spotify app that's being installed. So, you've got no way to block such forced installations. Most people have seen that unwanted appearance of the icon in the taskbar when they first start up their computer, with people going on, hey, wait a minute, how the hell did that get there? And not only that, Spotify is already configured to run automatically right at startup. Another thing that really is irritating people out there. So when reaching out to Spotify or Microsoft, you think, yeah, they tell us what's going on. They haven't. No comment, no nothing forthcoming from both companies. Although it was a weekend and today's a Monday, maybe they'll check their emails today, just realizing how much they've ticked people off, and then actually give us an answer of what the hell's going on. In the meantime, if you want to get rid of it, you can install it via the apps and features section of the settings app, and after that, it's pretty much self-explanatory. Who knows though if it's going to pop up again. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Please send it our way. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, located at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find all the BTN content over there, including the latest Mac show. Also, check us out on our social media places, Facebook, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and join the community at our Slack room by simply visiting BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Tuesday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week starts off well for you. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.